Okay. We're going to learn today a little bit about the Givonim. Clearly, by the fact that the Perek starts with the fact that all the Goyim got together to fight us, it's the Torah is trying to bring out that the Givonim were also causing us sorrows. The Givonim basically faked themselves as Gerim, as though they come from another location. Basically, the Yoshve Givoin, they heard about what Yeshua Benun did to Ai, to Yericho and Ai. They were afraid. So they decided that they're basically going to fake that they're coming to be Megaya. And they're coming from a far place, Kilu, they're not from the Shiva Amamim. And the pasuk goes through their whole ploy. Vayelchu, vayitztairu, vayikhusakim. Basically, they camouflaged themselves. They brought old clothing. They made themselves look like they came from the other side of the world. And they told Yeshua ben Nun, nolois belois. They brought shoes that were worn out. The imamish made it look like they came across the world. And they told him, they were really Chivim. They really were from Chivi. Anyway, so Klai Yisrael questioned them, and they said no. Anyway, they succeeded to fool Yeshua ben Nun and Klai Yisrael. Not only they succeeded, They did a job on them, Ad Kedei Kach, to make Klal Yisrael think that they're like very special people. Because they tell Yeshua ben Nun, Vayomru Eleinus Kenenu, they show that they're, you know what, they have a midas of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Shilas by this Kenim. They showed him, listen, we're also like that. So it was a sophisticated ploy. It worked. Taka worked. We'll see later that Klal Yisrael don't back out of the deal. That's going to be a big kash on the whole thing. Why didn't Klal Yisrael just say, okay, forget it, they fooled it. Once Klal Yisrael found out that they were fooled, and that these were really from the Shiva Hamamim, they should have just backed out of the deal. They didn't. That's a different question. What I'm being aiming on now, really, is just the beginning, which is, it starts off the words, Vayasu gam hema ba'ormo. They also did with trickery. They also. Vayelchu vayitztayru. Anyway, so everybody asks, what's the gam hem? They also. So it's a fascinating chazal. Rashi brings on a chazal. It's a fascinating chazal. From chazal is mashma that this was payback. Because we had tzoros with the Givonim. This was a problem for us, these Givonim. So what did we do to make that these Givonim should come? So listen to Rashi. Rashi says, what's Gam Hema? Kimoi she'osu b'nei Yankiv. Ba'orma. We also did Orma. This week's parasha. Right? In this week's parasha, Klal Yisrael did Orma. Shechem takes Dina. Shechem ben Chamor takes Dina. And it says, Vayanu b'nei Yankif. They answered, Shechem, Ba'orma. So the Chazal tell us, Kimoy she'osu b'nei Yankif ba'orma b'chamor avi Shechem. Not only that, it was so much Mida k'neged Mida, that Shechem was a Chivi. Zok der, Shechem u'chamor avi Shechem o'yo Chivi. The Yoshua given, how you manachivi, Kamoishanema binyan. It's fascinating chazal. And there's a whole shtickle Torah in the Sefer Niflois. Nifloyis Mitara. In Perek Pehei, he's taka oimer on this. But it sounds like from Chazal, there was some kind of me to connected me to working over here. That we did armor then, and therefore the armor came back. V'lochein Ramaz HaKosuf Kan V'yasu Gam Hema Ba'armah K'moy Sh'asu B'nei Yankif. Stukal Apliya. What's Taka Pshat? First of all, how could you compare? How could you compare? B'nei Yankif, they had a cheshbon, a fruma cheshbon, a guta cheshbon. It wasn't simple. They had to save their sister Dina. Nochal HaMaisis is mashman HaKlaiso in the Shtabach for that. We're praised. You know, one of the Makoiris of Bar Mitzvah Bocher, we learn that from Shimon V'Levi. Rashi and Pirkei Avos brings a Mokor of Bar Mitzvah Bocher. So Shaila, where we learn Bar Mitzvah Bocher from? So Rashi brings down a Mokor. It says over there, that Shimon V'Levi took, Vayikhu Shimon V'Levi Ish Charboi. And Rashi says at that time they were Bar Mitzvah, they were 13. From here we learn that the Shir Ish is age 13. So I was always medayik from this Rashi that obviously this was a good maisa. Meaning, as much as there was a tain on them, there was a good maisa. We should learn by mitzvah bocha from there. It's pshat. So I said that there's a remez here. The remez is, you know, I always say by a bris, we say kishem shenichas lebris, chonis l'toyer l'chupel maisim teiv. Toyer is when he becomes bar mitzvah. The second a boy becomes bar mitzvah, he's called a godel. He's not called a chayiv or mevugar. He's called a godel. So it's not godel. A godel is a b'chaim Kanievsky. What's pshara? Bar mitzvah bachar is a godel. Ever bother you? It's a godel. He's 13 years old. He's a little kid. You want to say he's a chayiv bar mitzvah? I understand. It's a godel. But we call him a godel. Every child that's 13 is called a godel. So I said, the pshat is very simple. We learned in Sefer Shoftim, there was an Isha Gedoyla, big lady. Right? Most ladies don't like if you say that, Isha Gedoyla. Right? It's not a compliment. But Chazal called the Isha Shunamis Isha Gedoyla. And there it's a compliment. It's a compliment. Why is she called Gedoyla? So Chazal asked the question. Why is she called Gedoyla? Chazal say because she's Oise Gemilus Chasadim. She did kindness. She did chesed. Meaning, the word godel stands for chesed. Somebody who does for others is called a godel. Right? That's, if you look in the Torah, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzei Elecho. When you find the word godel, it's what you're doing for somebody else. So the word I always say by a bar mitzvah is that when a boy, till a boy is 13, he can't be makna anything to anybody. A cotton can only be koina. Right? That's why you can't give a lulav and asterisk to a cotton on Yom Tov Rishon. Because he can't give it back to you. You can give it to him, but he can't give it back to you. So a cotton is a one-way street. He could only be koine. He could only take. Mameli is a cotton. The second he becomes bar mitzvah, he could give somebody else. That's a god. He has potential to give. Chazal say, that's Isha Gedoyla. Isha Gedoyla is Oisig Milos Chasodim. Shimon V'Levi, Rashi over there on the spot says, it says, Vayikachu Shimon V'Levi Ish Achei dina ish charba. So Rashi says, Loma nikru acheho. Lufi shemosru nafshom alo. Because Shimon and Levi were ready to give up their lives for their sister, they're called the brothers. That's a brother. A brother who's ready to give up his life for his sister. Kemen Zogin, that's the mokar bar mitzvah. Because the bar mitzvah is the moment you're able to give somebody else. So we take a learn from Shimon and Levi. The bottom line is, clearly, the act of the Shvatim by Shechem, there's no shaychus to the act of the Givonim. No shaychus. It was a selfless act. Right? The Givonim was a selfish act, and the Shvatim was a selfless act. So how, what's the shaychus? Ma'ang min Shemitah Yitzhar Sinai? What's the connection? So you could say like this. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal always used to say that we find an interesting thing. Lavan, for some reason, is erased from the book, right? Think about it by the Seder. What do we say by the Seder? Mitzchilo evdei avodah zorah yavi Seder. Terach avi Avram vavi Noach, right? We start with Terach. Terach is considered our grandfather. He's not one of the others. But we don't eradicate him from our history. He's a Zayda. Zayda Terach. He's not a Tata. He's a Zayda. He's mentioned in the Seder. Tchilo if they have a Zoro, you have a Seder. Terach Avi Avram Avi Noch. Lovin, not called Avi Seder. Not called anything. He's eradicated. In Agoda, we say it's a guy called Arami, Oyved Avi. We don't call him Epis Avi Seder. So Rabbi Yankov asked, why not? Why not? And he went through, Rabbi Yankov was a big Baal Mikra. He was a big Baal everything, but he was also a Baal Mikra. So Rabbi Yankov went through the Psukim, and he showed how L'chaira, Lavan, was much better than Terach. Terach was a godless person. Right? Godless person, believed in Avodah Zarah. He was a Lavan, Nishpashit. Lavan, from the first time when he met Eliezer, he ran to greet his boy Baruch Hashem. Anochi Pinisi Abayis. Okay, it wasn't for the best reasons. When Lavan answers Eliezer, he says, "May Hashem Yotzadov," we learned that in Parashas Chayesorah. Lavan has a shaykhus to the Rabbanu Shalom, some shaykhus. So L'chaira, Lavan is more, Lavan should be mentioned more than Terach. But Fakert, Terach eradicated. Terach, I'm sorry, mentioned, and Lavan eradicated. Lavan no mention. So Bianca said a gvaldik vort. He said, Terach was Nebuch mixed up. Okay? Misinformed, mixed up. But Terach's character wasn't a stira with Klal Yisrael. He said, Lavan was a Ramai. Lavan was a Ramai, a person who everything is crooked, everything is false. That's a stira with Klal Yisrael. That's a stira with Klal Yisrael. That's why Lavan is eradicated. There's nothing from Lavan that could stay in Am Yisrael. He's a Ramai. Nothing could stay from him. Nothing could be left from him. That was Reb Yankov's Yusoid. The Emes is the same Reb Yankov that says that. He says that what's true and what's false. So you know what I always tell you from Reb Yankov? Reb Yankov said true and false doesn't necessarily mean, like on an exam, when something is accurate or not accurate. Right? That's not the way it works. Reb Yankov said true in Torah means what's right. False is what's wrong. Meaning, if you go ahead and you insult somebody, honestly, you insult somebody, that's the greatest falsehood. You go over to somebody and say, you're a fat schlump. Right? You're an idiot. It's true. Mr. Gustav Al-Kish. Rabbi Yankov said, that's the biggest sheker. That's sheker. Well, it's accurate. It's accurate information. That's the ultimate check. Rabbi Yankov's famous marshal, which I always give the Olam, is Rabbi Yankov said, imagine Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. Reuven is a murderer. He's running to kill Shimon. Shimon runs. He knocks on Beryl's door. He says, please save me. Reuven is with a machine gun. He wants to blow me off. So Levi says, okay. Beryl says, Kum Tzarein. No problem. Do you have a good place for me to hide? Go to the attic. There's a bedroom in the attic, the third bedroom to the left. Hide under the bed. Anyway, Reuven comes knocking on the door 5 minutes later with his machine gun. Is Beryl here? So Levy's a very honest guy. He says, yeah. Where is he? Go to the attic, third bedroom to the left, under the bed. Zogt Reb Yankov, it does the MS. Is that true? Das ist die größte Sheker, Ritziches Sheker. Sheker is what's wrong. There's wrong and right. Right? And that would be the ultimate Sheker. That's how we explain Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai say, Kala Kamoshi, you can't exaggerate about the Kala, say she's something different than she is. Beis Hillel say, what do you mean? Somebody buys something, you should insult what they bought. Somebody buys something from the store, you can insult them. The Gemara in Ksuba Staf Yud Zayin. Rabbi Yankov asked the Kasha. Beis Hillel didn't answer Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai asked a good question. Beis Shammai asked, how do you say a lie? What did Beis Hillel say? I guess the guy bought something, you're going to go insult it? What do you want to insult him? It's It's not nice. Zocht Rabbi Yankiv, Beisula saying that's the ultimate emes. To insult somebody, to hurt somebody, that's sheker. That's why it says mishanin mipnei hashol. Don't say mishakrim. It's not sheker. The sheker would be to say the truth. The sheker would be to say the truth. That would be the sheker. So the emes is that when Bnei Yankiv, when they did the Orma, really, it was emes. Bnei Yaakov did nothing wrong, really. What did they do wrong? They taka didn't do anything wrong. There was one thing wrong. And if they would have switched that one thing, then it would have been emes. Not Orma. It would have been emes. The one thing they didn't do, they didn't ask Yankiv Avinu. They didn't ask Yankiv. They made their own decision. If Shimon Velevi would have asked Yankiv, listen, we have a plan, and we think this is the emes. We think this is the right thing. Our sister is never captive by Shechem ben Hamor. We think the right thing to do now is to give them a Baba Maisa and then to kill them. If Yankiv Avinu would have given a Hechsher, that would not have been Orma. That would have been emes. The problem is they didn't ask the Shaila. As Yaakov Avinu said, Echarta Moisi. Echarta Moisi. He didn't bring me into it. That was the problem. That was the whole problem. Because of that, there was a nindud of falsehood. There was a nindud of falsehood that was done. And the Mela, we needed a tikkun for that. And the tikkun was that we had to have a shtikul tzara of falsehood. Payback time. And that was the Mida B'Mida. So now it's so meduyik. Vayoymu Eleinu's Kenenu. Now it's Kivaldik. Why did they give Oinim full Klaiso by saying we asked as Kenim? Because that's what Klaiso were missing. What was our Orma missing? What were we missing when we originally told Shechem B'Orma? What were we missing? That we didn't ask Yankiv. What was the Mida K'neged Mida? They fooled us by telling us they asked the Shaila. That was the Mida B'Mida. And that's why we needed this tikkun. We'll see later on why we couldn't go out of the deal. We'll talk about that. But at least we understand the underpinnings of how this whole thing started. Okay, we'll stop here.